We're doing our class in Jewish history, and we left off with Yaakov hearing that his brother is advancing and his brother has amassed an army. And then Yaakov gets word from his mother that Esav is coming, and Yaakov sends messengers, and then he divides up his camp. Half the camp he gives to Damesek, the son of Eliezer, that old servant of Avram. And half the camp he gives to Elinus, the son of Eliezer, and he prepares for war with Esav. And remember, Esav is approaching, he's divided his camp into three camps, and Hashem heard Yaakov's prayer, and three angels came to Esav's camp, and they appeared to Esav as thousands of men riding on horses, prepared for war. And Esav sees as though four camps have prepared to attack him. And Esav approaches with his men to the first camp, and the camp charges Esav, and they scare everyone, and they knock Esav off his horse, and they pounce on him, and this camp that pounces on Esav declares, "We are the servants of Yaakov, the servant of God. Who's going to stand up to us?" Esav says, "Yaakov is my master too. He's my brother. It's been 20 years I haven't seen him. I'm going to look him up right now. What are you guys beating me up for?" So the angels tell him, "Ooh, if you wouldn't have told us that Yaakov was your brother, we wouldn't have left anything of you and your men. But if you tell us you're Yaakov's brother, for the sake of Yaakov, we won't do anything to you." And Esav and his men advance an hour later. The second camp comes, and the same story. Knock him off his horse, start beating him up. He says, and they declare, "We're the servants of Yaakov." And Esav says, "Well, so am I. Yaakov's my brother. I haven't seen him in 20 years. I'm going to greet him." And then they say, "Okay, if so, we'll let you go." And this happens a third time and a fourth time. And when Esav sees this, so he gets scared of Yaakov. He thinks Yaakov has so many servants, he has so many friends. And he's approaching, but now he's approaching with trepidation. And Yaakov awakens early in the morning. He prepares 440 sheep and 30 donkeys, 30 camels, 50 cattle, and a bunch of fowl birds. And he divides it into 10 herds. And he sets up his 10 servants to bring the gifts. And they're all set up, and in the middle of the night, he crosses everyone over the Yabok River, and he remains alone. And then we have the famous meeting between Yaakov and this man in the fight, and the guy knocks Yaakov's thigh out of place. And the day in which they had this fight was Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. Yaakov is now limping. And the morning comes and they start advancing. And midday, Yaakov looks up and he sees Esav approaching with his men. And Yaakov quickly divides up his kids and his wives and the maids. And he hides Dinah in a box. And he gives the box over to his servants and says, "Watch over this." And we'll pick up here Bezat Shem next time.